Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Are you reeling in the years? Showing away the time.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. Norm Brodsky is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the co-author of The Knack, a book which I recommend to you. Also, check out his byline in Inc. magazine every month. Norm, you said something in the previous segment I wanted you to come back to. I want the audience to benefit from your wisdom on this. You said that when you started your business, three of your businesses, it was during recessions, and you felt that that was a very, very compelling and creative time. And that reminded me of something I've discovered about myself. I'm the most creative. I mean, I come up with things that I even surprise myself, some ideas that are good ideas, when I'm actually a little bit frightened. I'm actually a little bit on the edge. And when I look back at my career, when I've really been the most creative have been when I didn't know if I was going to make it or not. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, that's really funny to say that, because my wife always tells me when things are really bad, I become most creative. And when people say to me, that's impossible, I become most creative. I think that what it is, it's sort of an inborn trait that you have. And a lot of entrepreneurs have this. First of all, you have to be a little crazy to start your own business.
Right.
Because everybody's telling you, oh, you can't do it, it's too hard. So you get a negative impact right away. So think about this. During this great recession, everybody's saying, oh, no, this is not the great time. Oh, no, this is not. So entrepreneurs have this within them and saying they see things other people don't see.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I say during these recession times, it's kind of intuitive, but it's so right. You have companies that can't move on a dime, can't change the way, hard to get rid of overhead. When you start something, you're fresh. You don't have that overhead. You're taking a good look at something else. You can come creative. You can have the most best tools available, you know, the best software available, and somebody else is using old software. So I think you have an advantage during those times.
Well, you know,
so
another
thing.
The way
you and I look at things.
Another thing, Norm, is even though, you know, like I said earlier, this happened to me when I didn't know if I was going to make it or not. But if you're at that point, you don't have very much to lose. So risks are not as expensive in your mind as they are when you got this big infrastructure built up.
And if you think about this, Jim, for a second, because I think about this all the time, especially when I went through tough times, and I went through plenty of them. I was broke twice in my life, at the age of 33 and the age of 46, and I started new businesses.
Wow.
My wife said to me, what are you going to do? I said, well, I'm now unemployed and unemployable. She said, what do you mean you're unemployable? I said, well, as an entrepreneur, I have bad habits. I don't listen to too many people. You know, so I
exactly.
Got to find something that I can do.
That is so true. I'm so glad you said that, because I know exactly how you feel. I've actually had that same feeling. I can remember being to the point where I said, you know, I really don't have a choice but to create something on my own, because
exactly.
nobody would hire me.
It's true, though. You think about it. Once you're an entrepreneur, you have all these bad habits. You see things differently. You don't want to listen to anybody. You come and go as you please. Who would hire a person like that?
Well, and the thing is, yeah, and you're always going to be looking for the next thing to do, and you're exactly right. So folks, beware. I mean, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, if you haven't made the commitment yet, you know, just be careful. This is a road. There may be a point of no return out there, right, Norm?
I think you're right. There's a point of no return. But, you know, you look at the good part about it. I mean, it's a terrific place to be. You're your own boss. You make the decisions. I mean, I can't speak highly enough of it. Even during the very difficult times that I had being an entrepreneur, it's all overcome by the positive things that's brought.
Right, absolutely. And here's the thing, folks. if you like to take risks, but you don't want to go all the way, become an entrepreneurial employee. You know, Norm, an entrepreneurial employee, an entrepreneur is someone who takes risks with their capital. An entrepreneurial employee takes risk with somebody else's capital.
Oh, we have in our companies, Jim, plenty of entrepreneurial employees.
Yeah.
And they create things within, it's very important.
And if you can get to that point, you are employable, and you're a great part of the 21st century going forward. Hey, Norm, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Okay, Jim, take care.
Norm Brodsky, ladies and gentlemen, Brodsky. He's the co-author, along with Bo Burningham, of the book The Knack. You can find his byline at Inc. Magazine, Inc.com. Check it out. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.